This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Pakistani voters went at the polls today in what's being called a landmark election. In a country plagued by coups and political assassinations, this election marks the first time that one democratically elected government will hand power to another. But the voting in Pakistan today has been marred by violence, unrest, and accusation. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us from Lahore. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And what's the situation right now on the ground?
Well, the local television channels have quoted the secretary of Pakistan's election commission saying that it could not hold transparent elections in Karachi. Now, that sounds like an admission of failure. The MQM, which is a powerful party in that city, alleges that an election officer has been kidnapped by gangsters. The party leader of the MQM said that ballots and ballot boxes and voter rolls just never materialized, and that thousands of people in one huge constituency have effectively been disenfranchised. The Election Commission has extended voting by 1 hour across the country. 7 constituencies in Karachi, over a third of them, have been extended by 3 hours. Meanwhile, there were 2 bombings in areas that were dominated by an anti-Taliban party in Karachi, and they reportedly killed 13 people. But so Scott, this violence underscores the risks people have to take to exercise their right to vote. They don't take it for granted here, and there are reports of thousands of people standing in line to vote in Karachi.
So the violence doesn't keep people from going to the polls?
Well, there seems to be a determination during this election, which is seen as this landmark passage of one democratically elected government to another. That's never happened before in Pakistan. So there's deep pride in that fact, and there's a determination to see it through. The Pakistanis have been up against the wall for over a decade here. 50,000 people have lost their lives in militant violence and violent attacks, and so voting is something they desperately want to do, and yes, they will defy the violence to the extent they can and go out.
Julie, can you tell if women are turning out in anything resembling equal numbers to men?
Well, you know, it was interesting. They certainly were where I was today. In fact, I think they might have even outnumbered the men where I was. They were out in force. They were very animated, talking about the issues, security, joblessness, no energy. But they were not out in other parts of the country. In the northwest frontier, for example, in a place called Upper Deer, they were banned from voting. In Lower Deer, the local elders reportedly took a different tact, and they actually allowed women to vote. And a couple, in rare instances, women actually braved the militant threats and ran for office. So there again, that sense of determination. But Scott, having said that, there's only a few dozen women candidates out there of over 4,000. And that's the prism through which you can see the conservatism of the society.
So taking all of this into account, mm-hmm. the discouragement and actually more serious than that, women from voting, acts of violence, bombing, deaths, mm-hmm. The reported kidnapping of a party leader, all of that together with the world looking on, to what degree can this election be judged as fair and open by the rest of the world?
Well, you know, the Election Commission just came out and basically said it was peaceful in most parts of the country and that things had, quote-unquote, gone smoothly. There is a sense of accomplishment that this election was even held. But the targeting by militants of secular parties left this playing field skewed. It belonged to the center and the center right, and it was a skewed campaign, and my guess is that you're going to see some skewed election results.
NPR's Julie McCarthy speaking with us from Lahore, Pakistan. Thanks so much.
Thank you.